linear linear players have a firm grasp on what scales work on what chord and what patterns work on what chord. So they will play ascending lines and descending lines based on the chord structures. And if you listen to enough songs, you can sort of, there's a level of predictability in the solos. Train is my favorite example of that. Train is like a fastball pitcher who has one pitch, but can't nobody hit it. So he gets on the mound and everybody says, well, you know what's coming, number one. And he strikes out 12, 13 batters. You know, and then there's other people who say, oh man, that cat, man, he doesn't have a changeup, he doesn't have a this. You just got struck out. You know, like Mariano Rivera, cut fastball, hit it if you can. Oops, you can't hit it. That's, you know, so that's, like, you know what's coming. You know what's coming with Train. And when he plays it, it feels good as hell. But a lot of guys, when you know what's coming, it don't feel good. It just feels repetitive. You know, and that's the magic of Train. But Sonny Rollins, you can put on a record and you do not know what's coming. Mm. And that, to me, is the quintessential non-linear player. Anything could come out of that horn at any time. And his approach is to learn 10,000 songs, no matter how insignificant or how trivial the song might sound, how much is that doggy in the window? You know what I mean? Just crazy songs like that. And then just throw them in solos at any point.